This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart, and you're listening to the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day. It's Kelvin Wong, Oanda Senior Market Analyst in Singapore. Good afternoon from London, Kelvin.
Good afternoon to you, Johnny.
So let's start with the markets where you are, which have now closed in Asia Pacific.
Yeah, so I would say it's a rather mixed bag in terms of the stock market performance, in terms of the major stock indices. So what we see over here from today's intraday performance, we do have an up performance from the China stock market by taking a look at the benchmark indices. The CSI 300 is actually up by 1.25%, and the sister indices in Hong Kong, the Hang Seng index, is up 1.4%. However, we see a stark contrast with the Nikkei 225 down close to negative 2% for today, riding in line with the weakness that is being seen on the broad-based US stock indices on Friday, where we see the underperformance of the tech-heavy Nasdaq 100 that is down negative 1.5%. So one of the reasons we could actually explain this potential outlier, a positive outlier on the China stock market and the Hang Seng indices for today, is due to the better than expected CPI data from China that was out over the weekend. So the China inflation rate, the headline inflation rate, managed to actually inch up to positive territory after the previous four consecutive months that is in negative territory. So what's interesting is that the February CPI print for China jumped up to 0.7% year on year. So that is above market consensus of 0.3%. And also in terms of the relative level, is the highest level in the last 11 months. So one of the reasons it could be a potential only outlier. Why? Because due to that February CNY Lunar New Year spending by the China consumer. But that doesn't actually translate to a positive print for the factory gate prices. So China producer prices, which also released on the same day itself over the weekend, it actually didn't came out as rosy as the CPI data. So for China PPI, or the producer prices, continue to actually contract for the 17th straight month in the month of February. So they're actually down negative 2.7% year on year, slightly below consensus of negative 2.5% that's being forecasted. So all in all, what we could say is that, does it tell us that the China deflationary risk spiral has been eradicated? The answer is no, given the ongoing weakness seen in the PPI producer price index for February. So what we could see over here is that positive print on the China CPI data could be only potential outlier at this juncture. So something to actually keep an eye and watch for going forward next month.
So that's today's markets. What about the rest of the week? What are the highlights for you? I'm assuming the US CPI numbers will be of particular interest.
Yes, precisely. So what we could see over here is that, do not forget, last week we do see a dollar strength sold off last week with a weakened US 10-year treasury yield. Both of the dollar index and the US 10-year treasury yield trading below their respective 200-day moving average. So that also kind of came in line with a neither too hot nor too cold US non-farm payroll data. So potentially the core numbers, the core inflation rate data that's going to release on Tuesday itself will potentially detect the directional movement of the dollar index. So potentially, market is now actually expecting the CPI number, the core inflation rate number, to come down slightly below last month's figure of 3.9% year on year. So market is expecting around 3.7% year on year. So let's say if the actual numbers that came in within market expectation, or even much lower at slightly around 3.6%, that could actually put down further potential downside pressure on the dollar weakness that is ongoing right now. And also one more data point to watch out for will be interesting more on also the FX market, particularly pertaining to the yen side of the story. So if you look at the past 5-day performance, the dollar has been the weakest against the Japanese yen. So i.e. the dollar has actually weakened the most against the yen versus other major currency like the euro, the sterling, the Aussie, the kiwi, the Canada. So if you look at the 5-day rolling performance, the dollar is actually down negative 2.6%. So that's actually the weakest performing against the other major currency. So even the dollar is only down negative 1.2% against the sterling, and down slightly negative 0.8% against the euro. So that you could actually explain right now, market participants seems to be pricing in a rather key important Japanese related data that is out on Friday that could actually impact the yen price as well. Why? Because this Friday data is actually regarding about that preliminary, we call it a wage negotiation results between the Japanese biggest unions, helping the workers to negotiate with the biggest corporation in Japan. They call it the Rengo. Yeah, the Rengo is the Japan biggest union. So this Friday, they will release their preliminary findings. So market is actually expecting in a very rosy potential wage increase for the Japanese workers for this financial year. That means there's FY 2024/FY 2025 that will kickstart in 1st of April this year. So market right now is actually pricing in an average wage increase of 3.8% year on year from the biggest union group in Japan called Rengo. So that's actually above 3.58% increase in last year. So if the 3.85% being projected by market participants came within expectation, or that's what the market came within reality, so that could be the biggest wage increase in Japan since 1993. So that's way back after the Japanese property market bubble burst. So with this very strong, robust wage increase in Japan, so that could actually further solidify BOJ firmness to start talking about removing the short-term negative interest rate in Japan. That is still the only nation that has a negative interest rate so far. So that actually explains why the dollar yen is being the weakest currency at this moment in time based on the five-day rolling performance basis. And definitely if the outcome of the wage negotiation disappoints market, that means it came in definitely below 3.85%, that's what's market pricing. For sure, we may start to see a bit of dollar strength coming back into the dollar yen picture and perhaps into the FX market in general as well. So something to look out for. And also, lastly but not least, is all pertaining to US market as well for today, for this week, pardon me, not today. On Friday itself, we also do have something that is related to the consumer spending of US, which is the University of Michigan Preliminary Consumer Sentiment Report for March that is going to be out as well. So market is also pricing in a rather not so rosy number, somewhere around 76.6, almost in line with last February print of 76.9.
Kelvin Wong in Singapore, thanks very much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse Podcast by Oanda.